opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Letterman's new show, and I want to, because I've always found David Letterman an interesting guy, a good interviewer, and he gets really good guests, because he's David Letterman.
Right, I want to see the new David Letterman. He grew so old and bitter and partisan there for a while, it just, I couldn't watch. I stopped.
So he had Bill Gates on the other night on his show. What
no, this is from 1995.
Oh, that's right, that's the whole point of this.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of this. This is him.
Unclear on the concept.
The whole point of this. God, what was I watching an old Letterman the other day? He was so great. The early skinny Letterman in the 80s was so great when he was still at NBC. But
yeah.
Anyway, this is him talking to Bill Gates in 1995.
What about this internet thing? Do you know anything about that?
Sure.
What the hell is that exactly?
Everybody can have their own homepage. Companies are there. The latest information. It's wild what's going on.
What can you, just knowing me, the little you know me now, what am I missing here? What do I need?
Oh, you can find other people who have the same unusual interests you do. And...
You mean the troubled loner chat room on the internet?
Wow. Dave... You have no idea.
That's funny. I remember hearing it described, and maybe I saw that. I remember hearing it described that way and thinking, okay, great. So there's some place I can go and find where the company's address is and phone number. I've got that. It's called the Yellow Pages.
You know,
what
if
do
somebody,
I need this for?
What do I need the internet for? We have the phone book.
It's a series of tubes. If somebody had explained to me virtually every book that's ever been written could be delivered to you instantaneously. I just said, "What?" I don't recall anybody ever saying that.
Books and music are the only part of the internet I like. Everything else, take it away.
You can watch videos of banjo players and then read comments from people who say hateful things about those banjo players. Wow, you don't say. You can post innocuous comments to other people and have them hate you for it.
I try to remember this with every innovation I hear about now that I didn't have the capacity to understand at all why the internet would be significant. I poo-pooed texting the first time I saw it. I thought, that is, why would I do that?
Well, I remember back in your early days, you'd stand by the roadside chucking horseshoes at passing motor cars as well.
That's right.
Get out of that death trap.
I still go to the airport and yell, witchcraft at people.
That must be very entertaining for your fellow travelers who are just thinking, please don't get on my flight.
Oh, boy.
So the Tiananmen Square anniversary was, what, yesterday? Is that right? Time flies. And D-Day is tomorrow, and we'll be talking about D-Day at fair length tomorrow because it's just there's so many aspects of it that are so interesting, amazing, heroic, sad, sickening. It's just, it's an amazing endeavor. And so we'll talk about that. But the Tiananmen Square thing that everybody was talking about for a cup of coffee, the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, said some rather strong things about it and how they need to come clean and have a reckoning and the rest of it and need to admit what they did and the rest of it, and he said that we salute the heroes of the Chinese people who bravely stood up 30 years ago in Tiananmen Square to demand their rights. He called on China to make a full public accounting of those killed or missing. Well, China has responded, and in the way of Asian dictators, they use much more colorful language, and I appreciate it. The foreign ministry lashed out at Secretary Pompeo for his deranged babbling about the massacre. They warned Chinese tourists to consider the risks of traveling to the United States. Maybe they ought to reconsider, noting the frequent occurrence of shootings, robberies, and theft there. And we ought to tend our own garden. Well, yeah, fair enough. I mean, we do have a lot of ugly stuff happening in this country. But here's the deal. The people in the government are trying to stop it, as opposed to where you are, where the government is doing it. Kind of a fundamental difference there, my communist friend.
Did you see, I know Marshall's got more about the whole tariff battle in Mexico and China and all that sort of stuff coming up in his news in about 20 minutes or so, but did you see Chuck Schumer come out yesterday and say,
God bless you.
Excuse me. My son, as we speak, is laying on the bathroom floor vomiting at home.
Oh, no.
But I don't think it started with a sneeze, so hopefully I have an
commentary on your parenting? Or
hopefully I haven't brought it here.
That says, yeah, generally the two are disconnected.
Yeah, sneezing and vomiting. Right. So, I don't think I have that disease.
You ever coughed so hard you vomited?
No.
Happened to me once. It's unpleasant. No. Anyway, back to you.
How does that even work?
Ever gotten something sharp in your eye? Happened to me. Anyway.
Chuck Schumer said yesterday, I think this is a, I think that Mr. Trump just came up with this above the top of his head, the Mexican tariffs. I don't think he means it. I think he will back off by the end of the week. And I thought, man, you can't, how can you possibly try to negotiate anything if you've got leaders in your country who are going to come out and say, ah, he's faking? I don't know what I think about that.
Here's a question for you. Is it the old double reverse by Schumer, who is just morally bankrupt, but a clever fellow?
He's backing Trump on the China tariffs.
Right.
Saying, hold your ground.
Is he, because he knows Trump, is he trying to provoke his pride so Trump hangs with these Mexican tariffs, goes hardcore, even though there is, from reports I've heard, including on conservative media, there is not a single senator, Republican senator, who is backing him on the tariffs against Mexico over the immigration stuff. They just think it's a bad strategy. It's a bad idea. The two should not be tied, especially because the CAFTAN agreement or the new NAFTA, whatever they're calling it, or whatever it is. They're about to vote on that, and it'll torpedo that if he imposes these tariffs. So anyway, everybody's saying don't do that. Don't do that. Mr. President, find a way to back off. Say they've made progress, and it's a show of good faith, and so no tariffs. Please say that. And Schumer's trying to provoke him into doing it by saying he won't do it. He needs to just shut off his mouth. He doesn't have the balls. I mean, that would be a very Schumer thing to do to provoke Trump.
I don't know. It's possible. Trump is meeting with some Mexican officials today, and it's possible they come out of that meeting and Trump says, and we've come up with an agreement. I've postponed the tariffs.
Yeah.
They've agreed to work harder. That could happen today, and
yeah.
So that's over.
Yeah.
That'd be over right then.
Did you see how the stock market shot up yesterday?
Yeah.
Biggest rise, like, ever in terms of points or in years or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just, again, folks, the next time it goes down, generally because of something the president said or did and the media goes wild, it'll probably go up again the next day. You'd think we would have learned that after the Trump market crash, after he was elected, and then it shot up 3 days later. But, yeah.
Yeah, it was best day, the best single day in 5 months.
So,
and the most on some indexes in a very, very long time. But
yeah, the NASDAQ just exploded. All those worries about the tech giants. The Congress announced they'll be looking into it. The stocks plunged as people were betting that they would continue to go down. Then as soon as they stopped, people started betting they'll go up. And that's the thing, you know, some of you are super into the market, and you don't need to hear this, but...
Thank you.
The stock market is people betting on what's going to happen in the next split second. That's one group. People betting on what's going to happen in the next couple hours. People who are betting what's going to happen today. People who are betting what's going to happen in the next month or quarter. And people who are just betting for the long term, like in their retirement accounts. These are all distinct groups.
I'm betting what's going to happen in 15 years.
Right. And so, yeah, sometimes the second-to-second group will take over the market for a while. and you see tech stocks plunge by 10%. Then 2 days later, they're up by 11%.
So a couple of things coming up. Why beards became popular. They looked into this, and it's...
Because they look so manly.
This isn't like a GQ sort of dumb thing. This has actually got some interesting science behind it.
Do you know why Alexander the Great had his men shave their beards, Jack?
I do not.
This is how shaving took root. He figured out his guys were getting their beards grabbed in battle. You grab somebody by their beard and then chop their head off. And he said, shave your beards. They said, what? Now, come on now. But he had him
shaved.
That's what they say.
So if
you're smooth as a dolphin, fellas, trust me.
I'm hoping and assuming that I'm not going to get in any fights for the rest of my life. Mm. But if I did get into a fight with a bearded guy, that's a good go-to, huh? Grab him by the beard.
And then you thicket-a-thicket-a-thicket-a-thicket-a.
You really could be controlling him, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, that hurts!
That's dirty pool, no doubt.
Well, I am assuming this is a...
You know me, Jack. I teach hand-to-hand combat classes, rather.
Grab him by the beard!
At the country club, we work on our chipping and putting, then hand-to-hand combat.
Am I in an arena? Is there a referee? I'm under no obligation to make this fair.
It's hard to imagine. Exactly. It's hard to imagine how I end up in this situation, but...
Right. The key is getting out of it.
Also, I've got the top 50 amazing moments of the past 100 years that are good fodder for conversation.
Wow.
Coming up on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
Are you worried that the push towards socialism threatens the next generation of Americans? You should be. The left indoctrinates young people. It happened to me. My name is Gabriel Nadales. I was blinded to the truth, and I joined Antifa, the mask-wearing agitators known for their violent attacks and vandalism. Then one day, I met a conservative activist from the Leadership Institute, the leading organization to organize and train future conservative leaders. You should watch the video about my story at GabeStory.com. I hope it will inspire you. Thanks to the Leadership Institute, I was transformed. I left Antifa. And thanks to the Leadership Institute, I came to understand the importance of conservative principles. Today, I'm a committed conservative, and I want to inspire more young people to the conservative cause. Get the full story about how I left Antifa and find out what I'm doing today at GabeStory.com. That's GabeStory.com.
Have you ever wanted to speak another language? Whether you want to speak Spanish, French, or German, Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons can get you speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I just started learning Spanish with Babbel, and it's really helping me with my pronunciation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres? Ha ha, I got it. I'm amazed how confidently I speak Spanish now. I wish I had tried Babbel sooner.
Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned. No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, German, Portuguese, and more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, Babbel.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I admire her consistency. AOC in her district is the prison Rikers Island. And she,
infamous Rikers Island.
She does not want Paul Manafort sent there, even though, you know, he's Trump's campaign manager and she and her side hate everything that is Trump. She doesn't like, well, I'll just read her quote. Paul Manafort is being sent to solitary confinement in my district, Rikers Island. A prison sentence is not a license for government torture and human rights violations. That's what solitary confinement is. Manafort should be released.
Yeah, there's a lot of science on her side about solitary. I mean, there's a fine line. I know some of y'all out there are keen to play the hard-ass card, but there's a fine line between unpleasant and punitive and utterly inhumane. We try not to be utterly inhumane in this country. We can avoid it.
What's going on in the Dominican Republic? I don't know if you got vacation plans there.
Are you talking about the resort thing with the... Go on.
So you got a hotel there, and I heard this story the other day, and I thought, I don't know, who knows what happened. So I didn't pay much attention. Had a couple went on vacation there. 5 days after they were at this hotel, they dropped dead.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay, that's kind of weird. Like I said, got a little of attention. I didn't really. But another, it's happened again, same hotel.
Oh, boy.
A Pennsylvania woman, she collapsed and died in the hotel. She's 41 years old, died in front of her husband in their room.
I'm giving it one star on TripAdvisor.
Wow. So she's there in the hotel room, same hotel where the other two stayed,
right,
and then went home and died.
Yeah.
Just dropped dead. She's at the hotel with her husband, you know, they're on vacation. She goes to the mini bar, has a drink, drops dead right there on the floor.
Oh, man, that sounds like something Judy and I would do.
All three died of respiratory failure.
Respiratory?
Yeah.
Do they,
they're calling it beyond a coincidence. Yeah, I would say so. That's almost zero chance it's a coincidence, right?
I suspect horrendous microbe in the ventilation system, in the air conditioning.
Boy, this one woman dropped. Paramedics arrived, gave her an EpiPen injection, but she was already gone at that point. They just declared her dead.
Oh.
I mean, it happened fast.
Do they have any idea?
No. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
They're all in a state of disbelief.
But
U.S. State Department's looking into it, of course.
Well, yeah, with all due respect to the Dominican Republic, which is a hell of a lot further ahead than their neighbor Haiti, I'd kind of like to get some American scientists in there.
This isn't going to help their tourism. I don't know if you've seen this woman that's been making the rounds who got attacked and beaten up and has just come forward. Did you know that story?
Dominican Republic again?
Yeah, she was a different hotel, but she was nearby. She was on vacation there, and she went out for drinks, not super late at night, just in the dark, went you know, it's a nice area. You're at an expensive hotel. You'd think you could walk from this hotel to the other hotel on the beach.
Right.
And have a drink. She got attacked by some guy in a resort uniform.
In a MAGA hat, almost, who shouted, "This is Trump country?"
Almost beaten to death. I mean, face just crushed up.
Oh, Lord.
And now she's going on these shows. She's been talking about how it happened and showing the pictures.
Yeah.
But it's, ugh. So that's not going to help their tourism any.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that. I can pay this off very quickly. The sum of all beards. How did facial hair win American men's hearts and minds? We were talking about this yesterday. Men dig them. Men dig them on other men. Oh, look at that cool beard.
Dude is rocking an epic beard.
I've often said I wish I could grow a beard like that. I don't know a single woman who likes them, though.
I have paused sports games to draw attention to epic beards to my buddies. Actually, to my wife, too. And my wife's reaction is always, that's ridiculous. Ridiculous, honey? Jay Worth? Has an epic beard. Are there, have to be, there's a woman who likes everything, but what percentage of women like the big old lumberjack beard?
Not very many. They see it as
gals.
Gross.
Mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com.
But thank the war on terror. Psychologically, through taking in...
Muslim converts?
Our tough guys taking on their tough guys and everybody being bearded. Beards have become a thing.
Oh, the soldiers and special forces guys in Afghanistan, yeah, the Marines.
And it's just been seen as a real sign of manliness. And you can, reading this article.
Which is ironic because you get, you know, your coffee shop dwelling linguine armed fake lumberjack hipsters who aren't going to fight that spider that's in the corner. They're going to ask you to kill it.
Some of the physically weakest men in America have great beards.
Right. Yes.
You could consume more than a half a century of American popular culture from World War II to Korea to Vietnam to September 11th without encountering hardly any bearded manly heroes in our pop culture, whether it's sports or movies or TV or anything like that.
Boy,
it just
true.
Wasn't a thing.
That's
and
true.
Now it's the thing.
Point of order, Grizzly Adams, the great Grizzly Adams of the 70s.
Great TV show in the 70s. He had a bear companion.
He was a... Had a bear for a sidekick and went town to town solving people's problems, as I recall, having various adventures. It was a little like the Moving On show, wasn't that? The truckers? They would go town to town and solve people's problems, which in turn was like the Lone Ranger who wore a mask, had an Indian buddy, and would go town to town solving people's problems. It was really the advent of the consultant in American popular literature. Back to you.
Go town to town solving people's problems.
Right, exactly.
And just go on to the next town.
Your problem here is inventory.
Hey, if you stay in this town, I'm sure another problem will arise. Sorry, I only solve one town problem per town.
They've got problems over in Centerville now. I must ride away or gear up my semi or mount my bear or whatever. Be on my way.
Or bring my Indian friend who I refuse to buy shoes for along with me.
He can buy his own shoes. What would that be like, though? You go town to town meddling in people's lives.
Right.
Didn't MacGyver do that, too, essentially?
More or less.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he invented stuff.
Right.
Similar theme, though. What's coming
Did
up?
Did he have a bear?
What's coming up in your news, Marshall?
Nancy Pelosi going after Trump's Mexico tariffs in her own unique way. One of the key players in the origin of the Russia investigations agreeing to talk. We've got Russia's new hypersonic missile and why millennials don't ring doorbells. All coming up.
Why millennials don't ring doorbells.
Because they get their beards caught in them. Oh, my beard! That's my guess.
Yeah, it's just another industry we've killed. Add that to, like, napkins and restaurants.
The doorbell is now like a camera and microphone system and security apparatus and the rest of it. The humble doorbell.
Also, I've got Madonna said something awful, and I know she says awful things to get attention, but this one was awful. So thank you.
Armstrong and Getty.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text DRIVE to 79645. That's DRIVE 279645. Start your online MBA, information management, or business analytics master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text DRIVE to 79645. That's DRIVE to 79645.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Reading Dance Center presents the full ballet production of Firebird, as well as a featured medley of jazz, tap, and modern pieces titled Let It Move You, on Saturday, June 8th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Watch good prevail against evil in this powerful Russian classic. Come for an exciting evening filled with beautiful music, talented dancers, and a wonderful storyline enhanced by professional costumes and sets. The matinee is at 1 and the evening performance is at 7. Tickets can be purchased at readingcivic.com. Bring your family and friends for a delightful encounter with music and dance.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, letting you know we're having another big fundraiser and yard sale Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, June 7th, 8th, and 9th, in our effort to continue the building project for the new museum at 4659 Ronda Road. Come by starting at 9 a.m. at 4659 Ronda Road in Anderson and help yourself to some great items at great prices. We're moving out everything, so prices will be incredibly low. Come help us honor our veterans in our community Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, June 7th, 8th, and 9th. We'll see you there, and thank you for your support.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
To wrap up this dumb but scientific discussion of beards, so it was after 9/11 that beards became a symbol of strength and made a comeback in America. And, you know, that's about the time it happened, and that's as good a reason as any. There also could be fashions change. Why do jeans, you know, get wide and then thin and then tall and then, well, no good reason.
Fabric just availability.
Just fashion. But anyway.
Trying to get you to buy stuff.
But
please.
We're saying dudes like beards and dudes like beards on other dudes, but women don't like them. Yeah, and so we came across a couple of polls where they asked women which hair, facial hairstyle you like. The plurality of number one votes, number one was clean shaven, followed by short stubble. Followed by long stubble. So I'd prefer you shave, and then just the longer it gets, the more it goes down.
That's also assuming you already have a nice face, right? Like, right. If you know, a beard is a good way to kind of strengthen up your chin if you got a weak chin, you know what
Hide
I mean?
Hide the double chin.
Yeah, yeah. That's a very good point. And then it's like a lot of things. You know, do you like tattoos? Well, I like them on her. They look good on her.
And if you got a weak chin, do chin up.
Wow. Good.
I'm sorry.
All stuff looks good on good-looking people, I've noticed.
How about a beard tattoo?
Makes a big difference. News now with Marcia Phillips.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump is heading into dangerous territory by threatening tariffs on Mexico, trying to push the Mexicans to stop the flow of illegal immigrants into the U.S. Talking with reporters at the Capitol today, Pelosi saying,
"It's a distraction from the Mueller report, and it served its purpose."
I can't believe that anybody makes that argument. And the media does, too. As I mentioned earlier this week, Meet the Press went big on that. Chuck Todd, clearly a distraction. There's been something to distract from every day since he was elected.
Right.
There's been a story that you say, oh, so you're just doing this because of the story in the New York Times that Jared Kushner met with so-and-so. There's always a story.
And hell, the Mueller report, that's been a go-to for years. It's just a distraction from the latest Mueller rumors.
There's literally no day in the last 2 months that you couldn't have claimed, oh, you're just doing this to distract from. There's been a headline every day about the Mueller report. So that just seems so weak. But, you know, if her side believes it, then they believe it.
Now, as far as the tariff talks go, Mexico's foreign minister is meeting with Secretary of State Pompeo today. As Mexico and the U.S. try to work out a deal over immigration and the tariffs. Meanwhile, the former British spy who put together that dossier that claimed Donald Trump had ties to Russia will talk with U.S. investigators. The British newspaper The Times is reporting Christopher Steele is going to meet with U.S. officials in London in the coming weeks. That interview expected to zero in on Steele's relationship with the FBI.
Is this the first time they've interviewed him?
Apparently so.
How are they just getting around to this now?
I don't know.
Wow.
Russia, on Tuesday, claimed it had successfully launched a new hypersonic interceptor missile system with a precision unmatched by any other country. That reported launch taking place at an anti-ballistic missile testing range in Kazakhstan. The tweet included a video of the test launch, which showed the missile shooting from the ground at high speeds, leaving behind trails of smoke.
I'll tell you one headline that didn't get much attention yesterday. In fact, we didn't even get to it, but I guarantee our youngsters will be dealing with it. Turkey, our brave ally in NATO, our good friend, buying Russian missile systems because we won't sell them ours because we don't trust them. So, yeah, they're doing arms deals with Russia now. A NATO member.
You see, also in Turkey, there's one city where they elected a mayor who wasn't pro Erdogan, mm-hmm. and so they Erdogan announced they would have new elections in that city and elect a different mayor.
Hmm.
Wow, what kind of democracy is that?
Wow. Wow.
By the way, the hypersonic missiles apparently are beyond anything else that is around there. They're so precise. They are absolutely precise.
Is that according to Putin, whose word you're taking?
Yeah, but why are they doing this? Why are they doing this?
Well, the U.S. once led in the development of the hypersonic...
from the Mueller report.
The U.S. once led in the development of hypersonic missile technology, but it has lagged now for a number of years, and the Russians have just ramped it up.
Hmm.
And keep on ramping it up. Oh, you wanted to know something about the, you were asking questions about the Chinese woman who got busted at Mar-a-Lago a while back?
Yeah.
The woman who had all the spy equipment and that? Well, her trial is going ahead, and she has now gotten permission to go ahead and serve as her own lawyer.
Oh, that'll be good.
She had to go through some, tests and interviews, and her attorneys say she appears mentally competent. Yujing Zhang wouldn't meet with a psychologist, but again, the interviews with the attorney said, okay, she looks good to go.
I'll bet the Chinese government told her to do that. You'll be your own lawyer, and you're not going to tell your secrets to anybody. And here's the two things you need to know. Number one, the country, and particularly universities, are lousy with Chinese spies. I've made that point many times. That's straight from FBI sources. It's true. Believe me, it's true. Secondly, and we had somebody in the know tip us off to this, that the Chinese government will take Chinese citizens, just honest to goodness students or professors, right, or business pros or whatever, who are in the U.S., and they'll say, hey, you got to do us a favor. You got to take some pictures of this military installation. You're like, I'm a packaging expert. And the government will say, shame if something bad happened to your mom and dad back in the homeland. Now get yourself a camera and go take some pictures. So they press regular citizens into espionage duties. So I wonder, remember, this woman was ridiculous and hapless, and we made fun of her? She's probably just some dope Chinese citizen who happens to be in the States. I don't know that, but it sure fits the profile.
Well, millennials have been blamed for killing off many things, and now it seems they're coming for your doorbell. Mashable Reports says that millennials and Gen Zers are so used to texting when they get somewhere that the sound of a ringing doorbell is freaking them out. A 23-year-old from England.
No, I'm triggered. This is not a safe space.
Oh, God.
These bells.
A 23-year-old from England says she only uses a doorbell as a last resort.
Well, I get to people's houses, and just ringing the doorbell just seems so over the top. Is there another way I can alert you without the whole doorbell thing?
This is absolutely true. None of my friends, and we all just text here, right? But
yep.
The reason it's more convenient with the cell phone, we're not stopping using doorbells because people are triggered by hearing doorbells.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
Buddy like that. Yeah, I text him here so we can open the garage door because he won't let me use the front door for some reason.
Another 21-year-old adds,
makes me wear a bag over my head. Anyway, Marshall, what?
Another 21-year-old adds, I loathe how interruptive doorbells are.
Yeah. I understand that feeling, though. It just, Santa.
Yeah,
I have texted people I'm here standing out front instead of ringing the doorbell.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. One of our weekly shower thoughts on a early Monday morning a couple of weeks ago was, back when you were a little kid, if the doorbell would ring, it'd be like, oh, my gosh, I wonder what that is. I wonder who that is. This is exciting.
Yep.
As an adult, it's like, oh, my God.
Oh, this is
what is this?
Not good. Whatever
it
is. Who has the nerve to ring my doorbell at whatever time it is that it happens?
Some sort of scam artist trying to sell me a magazine subscription or Jehovah's Witnesses or an angry neighbor. This is going to be bad.
And Kevin Durant still isn't ready to return to the Warriors as he works back from a strained right calf that he suffered during the Western Conference semifinals.
So he clearly is not going to play another game in a Warriors uniform. That has been true for several weeks, as Joe pointed out.
There's a rumor in the sports world that he is coming back. Nike accidentally gave that away. They put out a new Kevin Durant t-shirt with his world tour, whatever it is, all the places he's played. And the last two cities are Oakland and San Francisco. And the Warriors are moving to San Francisco next year.
Yep.
So there are some who believe that somehow Nike or his agent got tipped off. And
they
could be bull belief.
They make Super Bowl winning t-shirts for the team that loses before, right? They a preemptive marketing concept, I don't think is akin to a league combination.
Yeah, says you. What do you know?
All the talk in the NBA is that Kevin Durant is going to leave the Warriors for the New York Knicks. Charles Barkley said yesterday that Kevin Durant's not cut out for that. I'd say, Kevin, you're one of the greatest players I've ever seen. You've also got some of the thinnest skin I've ever seen. I don't know if you're made for New York City. If you're arguing with teenagers online, you're not going to be able to deal with the New York media.
You know, that is some solid advice from an older guy.
And he said, he's a great person, he's a great player, but I don't think he has the mental makeup to play in New York.
I've heard that many times.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Game three tonight, Warriors-Raptors in Oakland. And that's your news. I'm Marshall Phillips, here Armstrong and Getty Show, the conscience of the nation.
Did you say the time, what time the game is?
It will be 6 o'clock Pacific.
Okay, gotcha.
You know, they say of New York, if you can make it there, that indicates a propensity for success in other locations.
That's what they say.
It's a little wordy.
That's exactly what they say.
Mm-hmm.
What is one more thing I wanted to jam in? Oh, I never did get to the 50 most amazing moments of the past 100
Sean.
Years.
But... Easy. No. Nope. Not going to do it. Not going to go there.
The most amazing moment of the past 100 years, according to people that don't live in the United States, is not the moon landing. So what do they say it is? The hint is we're sort of celebrating it today and tomorrow. Stay tuned to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
Did you know that over 90% of male enhancement pills are virtually the same thing that's repackaged, redone over and over again? Why settle for the same old product when you can get something completely different? Something that takes male enhancement into the 21st century. Something that really works. Men, you need to try Noxetril, the all-natural male enhancement formula that will unlock your performance in the bedroom to a level you could only dream of. Try to imagine Viagra on steroids. Noxetril is so powerful, that's why it took years for it to finally become available to the public without a prescription. So call now and take advantage of our special Noxetril free bottle offer today. Oh yeah, we recommend that you use the Noxetril dose as directed. Think of your partner. We certainly don't want you to overperform in the bedroom.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-450-1381. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-450-1381. 800-450-1381.
Have you ever wanted to speak another language? Whether you want to speak Spanish, French, or German, Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons can get you speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I just started learning Spanish with Babbel, and it's really helping me with my pronunciation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres? Ha ha, I got it! I'm amazed how confidently I speak Spanish now. I wish I had tried Babbel sooner.
Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned. No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, German, Portuguese, and more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, Babbel.com. Or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Join us Thursday, June 6th for Dine and Donate in Elements Lounge inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Now all you have to do is go in and have dinner in Elements on June 6th, and 10% of all food proceeds will go to Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Plus, you'll get $5 in free slot play. Hashtag proud to play your part. June 6th, it's Dine and Donate at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Somebody on the text line pointed out the Incredible Hulk went from town to town solving issues. We're going through the various TV shows of past decades,
right,
where that was a thing. That's what the Lone Ranger did. That's what Grizzly Adams did. That's what
MacGyver.
David Carradine.
Well, he did, like, secret agent stuff anymore.
David Carradine.
Kung Fu.
Yeah, Kung Fu. Went to town to town. Also, the Incredible Hulk went from town to town.
So generally solving things with violence. Yeah.
Things that needed smashing, I guess.
And then you just moved to the next town, which reminded me, I was walking down the street yesterday, and I thought, Sean, if you have children someday, you're going to love this so much, because I'm not really equipped for it, and I still like it. But talking to my son Henry walking down the sidewalk in completely serious tones, because I was wearing my superhero T-shirt yesterday that I wore to work, had Spider-Man on it and Batman and Hulk. But just,
was,
you know,
the Taco Bell T-shirt dirty?
Which ones you like best and which ones you don't? Which ones shouldn't actually be an Avenger? And that's, I mean, just completely serious.
Yes.
Thinking about it for a long time. It's just fascinating and so hilarious at the same time.
It is becoming increasingly clear to me that the best way for me to perpetuate my own kind of habits and lifestyles and not become a weirdo by doing it is to have kids and pretend that all this. Oh, no, I'm going to Disneyland for my kid.
That's right. I'm I'm here at the movie because my kids like
that. Come on, I wouldn't. I'm an adult. I wouldn't be here.
Right. Madonna getting some attention. I haven't heard any pushback yet, which is, if anybody else said this, they'd get it. She said, she got a new album out, I guess. She's 60 now. Still doing the sex pot thing.
Yeah,
she's performing at a big LGBT thing, so now it's just gone crazy with expensive ticket prices and stuff like that, this big gathering. But a couple of her songs leaked out early on an album before they were supposed to come out.
Oh, no.
And she said it felt like she was raped when that happened.
Oh, really?
Which is just, even by Madonna standards, a ridiculous over-the-top thing to say.
Yeah, it's kind of not the hit these days, Marie Louise or whatever her name is.
And practically any, it's an Italian name.
Well, Ciccone okay. is her last name, but I can't remember what her, and I don't care.
Anyway, if anybody else said that, there'd be your sponsors would have to leave you because there'd be a letter writing campaign or Twitter campaign.
Sure, if Tucker Carlson's new book was released and he said that,
sponsors would be going after Shona.
But she's on the right side, so it's okay.
She'll be all right.
Yeah,
I'm not for doing that to anybody.
You know, she's not at all like a virgin, not even a little.
And one more thing I was going to mention. I don't remember what it was.
Dude lived right below me. In college. He's a nice enough guy, but musically speaking, his taste was terrible. Of course, he pulled more chicks than me. Of course, I had a girlfriend. Anyway, would jam Madonna and, like, girl pop music all day long. Loud.
That was for the girls.
And, like, when he was alone! And he had, like, a prematurely, like, really kick-ass bass in his stereo. This is in the 80s. And so I would hear, you know, those synthesized bass lines. It just made me homicidal.
You know, in
Madonna,
the,
I hate you.
You know, in the Batman Lego movie, there's a lot of scenes in which Robin is doing something and he's listening to Wham or various music like that. I think they're making some sort of insinuation about Robin.
Oh, that's a beautiful little bit for the parents.
Speaking of 80s music, I thought that was hilarious.
Wow.
Batman goes in to check on Robin and he's in his room listening to Wake Me Up Before You Go Go.
Wow.
In the Batman Lego movie.
Wow, that's edgy for plastic building blocks.
We're going to talk a fair amount about D-Day tomorrow being June 6th, which was the day and 75th anniversary of, and we'll have a number of interesting historical facts and stats and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was looking at this top 50 amazing moments of the past 100 years. Interesting in part because it's compiled by people from other countries, not the United States. A whole bunch of different countries involved, and they had as the number one most amazing moment of the past 100 years, the end of World War II. If you ask Americans, Man on the Moon is generally ranks as the top thing that happened.
That's what I threw out there, yeah.
And that's a bit of...
It's a good go-to.
Yeah, and that's probably the most amazing thing mankind has done.
Sure. I get it, though. If tens of millions were dying and that stopped, though...
Well, and if your country
if
your country is actually, you had, fighting in your country, and there was a threat of your country going away.
Or it already had, and there was a totalitarian regime executing your friends and neighbors, yeah. That would be pretty amazing when that ended.
That almost makes me think World War II is under appreciated or talked about or underrated.
Hmm.
The rest of the world still rates it as the biggest thing that's happened in the last 100 years, the end of World War II.
Yeah.
By the way, top five on the list. First man on the moon finishes five for the rest of the
five?
World.
Wait a minute. I can accept two, but five is just wrong.
Number four, penicillin successfully being used to treat a first patient for a variety of things.
Oh, so they're getting all adult on us. Okay.
First heart transplant at number three. First organ transplant at number two.
Oh, I thought Britney Spears' first album was going to be on there.
I don't think heart transplant and organ transplant should be on the list.
You don't get two different from those. Not cool.
Huh?
I'm here. Hello, God? Here I am.
Oh, I thought I died. Technical challenges this morning, Jack.
Oh, once again, I've died.
Yeah, well.
Anyway.
Hello, Elizabeth Holmes here, wearing a sensible black turtleneck. I finger-sticked Armstrong and Getty, and now here's their final thoughts with the results.
Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
Hey, let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew. It's Positive Sean, final thought.
Yeah, Chernobyl on the short list of the greatest things I've ever seen. It really made a lot of historical dominoes fall into place, filled in a lot of gray areas on
the TV show on
Hobo. On HBO. Yeah. I give it my highest recommendation. I think it is fantastic.
Marsha Phillips, final thought.
19 days, no financial investment in sport, lottery tickets, or scratchers heading for my one-month goal.
Wow, fabulous. Congratulations,
man. There you go. Clean sober. I don't even know. Michael, can you give a final thought?
I hope so. Lots of technical issues for me today. It's been a tough day, but at least I have cold pizza and strawberry Capri Sun at home to make it better, I guess.
That is good. Jack, how about a final thought for the folks?
There are a lot of great books written about D-Day. I usually recommend Stephen Ambrose's book, D-Day, if you want to look into that at all. You know, you can download the first chapter of most books on your Kindle or your Apple phone or whatever, if you just want to read that much. But it's really good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Terrific. My final thought...
For free, I meant. You can download it for free.
Considerably more materialistic. Judy and I are just kind of talking about RVing. The kids are out of the house, and we're thinking of exploring the world a little bit and looking at RVs. I was looking at a website the other day. The top priced one is $1.6 million.
That'd be a nice RV.
They have many you can buy for $800,000 plus. I had no idea.
Yeah.
What? $1.6 million? Can I take it to Mars?
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
Go to armstrongandgetty.com. The clicks are there. You can email us, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com.
We will see you tomorrow on D-Day. God bless America.
systematic acts of devastating incompetence.
I will not sugarcoat this. This is a disappointing day for us.
Big mistake, but not too bad.
The fun level in this room is at an 11 right now, and that brought it down.
The ride is over!
The time for the clowns and the acrobats and the dancing bears has passed.
Get away from here. Get. Get.
And we apologize for our stupidity, and we really hope you forgive us for what we've done.
Thank you, and good night.
And the show's over.
What? Bye-bye.
Armstrong.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.